Do unwanted intrusive thoughts and urges interfere with your life? Are you exhausted from engaging in time-consuming rituals or actions? If you have OCD and are not happy with your current medication, there may be help. Now there's a clinical trial in your area investigating a new potential treatment for OCD. To find out more, visit OCDtrials.com and see if you qualify.
At Texas Mutual Insurance Company, we understand the peace of mind that comes with knowing your employees are well taken care of. If someone gets hurt on the job, our proactive claims approach gives them the care and compassion they deserve. And our dedicated healthcare network helps ensure that they get high-quality, cost-effective treatment. That's good for you, good for your employees, and good for your business. At Texas Mutual, taking care of your people is how we take care of your business. Learn more at texasmutual.com/claims.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
This is our Signal Storm podcast.
I think this is going to be our second series here on the Salcedo Storm podcast, and it's a good one. It is one that we need to have. It's a conversation this country needs to have. The concept of government ed, I'm not sure whose bright idea this was, that it was maybe back in the days when we could actually trust government. But I've got to be honest with you, folks. I don't know if we've ever had those days where you can actually completely trust government. I mean, from the very founding of this country, the founding fathers were inherently distrustful of government. That is why they created the Constitution of the United States, to put chains on government in recognition those chains kept the people free. So this idea that we've wandered into the modern era where government is responsible for everything, anything we want or need, government must provide it. That is just absurd, and it's anti-American. It is what leads to socialism, communism, and totalitarianism, and the fall of this republic. And when the government-run education system was created, it was done so, I would say, probably with the greatest of intentions, with the best of intentions. But what should have been a red flag, what should have been a tap on the brakes, what should have been a signal to everyone who consider themselves to be American, is that the government doesn't do anything very well. So it's best to keep its involvement in our lives limited. And when, I'm sad to say, when parents opened up that door for GovEd, they opened up a Pandora's box that we're now paying the price for, an immense price for. As we're seeing now, the introduction of LGBTQ, ABCDEFG, cultural Marxism, the hate whitey theory. Oh, everything was all well and good when government was actually pro-American. But now that it's been taken over by the left wing, the powers that have been set aside for government agencies, including GovEd, are being abused. And frankly, our children are paying the price. So now is the time to claw back that power and authority. Now is the time to claw back school choice. At least push back on government's involvement in this part of our lives, because frankly, I think we should all agree as parents, maybe as grandparents, as uncles or aunts, or just somebody who gives a damn about the next generation, turning over the responsibility of our children and how they should be raised should be the responsibility of only the parents, individuals who love them and only want the best for them. Sadly, not everyone in GovEd can say they're looking out for what's best for the students. I give you a teacher, air quotes, teacher in the People's Republic of Arizona under the leadership, so-called, of Katie Hobbs, the racist socialist Democrat. And here is this teacher who is speaking out. They're trying to take away parental school choice out in Arizona. Listen to this so-called teacher.
I have a master's degree because when I got certified, I was told I had to have a master's degree to be an Arizona certified teacher. We all have advanced degrees. What do the parents have?
What do the parents have? Not to put too fine a point on this, you condescending witch, but the parents have your salary. We pay your salary. And the idea that you have a master's degree, thus parents give up their rights to know what's right and wrong to teach their children is absurd on its face. Oh, this little leftist wasn't done.
Are we vetting the backgrounds of our parents? Are we allowing the parents to choose the curriculum and the books that our children are going to read? I think that it's a mistake.
Yes. Well, you know what? You're doing such a bang-up job right now with books inside of school libraries that teach sex with minors and adults, gay sex with minors and adults, and basically stuff that is pornography, and you've slapped the art label on it, hoping that parents wouldn't notice. And so, yes, you're doing a bang-up job of being custodians of what our children are reading, you folks in GovEd.
I'm just speaking from the heart.
I'm sure you are.
The one line that I love is, we must remember that the purpose of public education is not to teach only what parents want their children to be taught. It is to teach them what society needs them to be taught.
Oh, society needs. Spoken like a true Marxist. Spoken like a communist. I don't want my children subjected to these kinds of people through force. I don't want to fund these kind of people through force. And I want to be able to use my money to say, fine, you want to teach Marxism to my children? Fine, I'm going to take my children someplace else where they don't teach Marxism, where they teach reading, writing, arithmetic, and the sciences. And you can try to get by without my money. In essence, I want, and parents deserve, school choice. Now, there are those who have a lot of concerns about this discussion. One of them is my next guest. What they're terribly afraid of, my friends, is that if we start giving parental school choice, they will be providing a window for government to get its meat hooks into private education and homeschooling and giving them the ability to ruin those institutions the way they've ruined GovEd. Part one of our series, GovEd, Righting a Wrong with Parental School Choice. That comes your way next on the Salcedo Storm podcast.
And now a word from our sponsor.
Does the state of the economy have your head spinning? Let American Medical Plans relieve one burden, health insurance. American Medical Plans specializes in under 65 health insurance plans that have zero copays and no deductibles. You choose your doctors, you choose your hospitals. These plans have nothing to do with your income and are 30 to 60% less than Obamacare. If you're paying too much for your own health insurance, call American Medical Plans. You deserve better. They will customize a plan managed and chosen by you, not the government.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
Do you ever wonder what it would be like to trust that where you get your news is accurate and pro-citizen? Well, Texas Scorecard has you covered. We give you real news for real Texans. Go to TexasScorecard.com today.
Folks, want to get to my guest, Alice Linehan. She's a politically active mom who has worked in the trenches of grassroots conservatism for many moons. She is the purveyor of VoicesEmpower.com and is the vice president of WomenOnTheWall.org. Great to talk to you again, lady.
Thank you for having me on.
You and I have a lot to talk about. Let me get some headlines out to you. And then we'll start the conversation there, because I don't believe these headlines are the problem. I believe these headlines are a symptom of the problem. The first one comes from the school district of Bishop, Texas, where a teacher has been arrested for an alleged improper relationship with a student. And then from Bishop, we go to Boyd, Texas, where another teacher has been arrested for sending nude photos of herself via Snapchat to students. Now, look, this is certainly depravity at its worst, but there are those who you and I have been opposing for years who would say, oh, well, this is just a one-off, and this doesn't happen all the time. But no, it does happen all the time, and we're seeing example after example after example of it, yes?
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. And if you track back to when the uptick in this started happening, you can look no further than this new vision for public education. And this new vision for public education, the blueprint was laid out by TASA, the Texas Association of School Administrators, which aligns directly with Bill Gates's vision of a transformation in education. And unfortunately, the Texas legislature has mandated what is, and people are learning what the term is, social and emotional learning. A better term is transformational social and emotional learning. And that is now mandated by law by the Texas legislature. And it is a clear shift away from our education system being about reading, writing, math, and history to attitudes, values, beliefs, and behaviors. So then it's just a matter of whose attitudes, values, beliefs, and behaviors, and it opens the door for human trafficking, child predators, exactly what you're seeing in those headlines.
Yeah, you know, there was another headline, and I think this goes right into what you were talking about. Remember Loudoun County? Loudoun County, Virginia. Folks, there was a young man who said, who claimed he identified as a woman. And so he was allowed access to the girls' locker room where he went to a school district and promptly raped a little girl. The school district, instead of saying, that's awful, that's terrible, we don't condone rape of young women by young men, whether they are claiming they're women or not, and so we're going to turn you over to the authorities. No, what they did is they hid the incident so that the child could be, the male child could be transferred to another school. And then he raped another little girl because it wasn't about the breach of law that they were concerned about. It was about preserving what Alice is talking about, this social emotional learning and changing education from reading, writing, arithmetic, and the sciences into changing our kids from pro-American kids and achievement-driven kids into Marxist kids and lawless kids. Am I wrong, Alice?
You're 100% correct. And you have to also understand, and people have heard the term Common Core. Well, we pushed back against that, and so they just rebranded it, and it's called College and Career Readiness Standards. And these standards are mandated by federal law to, and when the state takes one penny of federal dollars, the whole education system must align to these college and career readiness standards that are not academic, they are behavioral. And you can track those standards back to UNESCO. And the World Economic UN's education arm, if you will, these standards, that's where they come from. And so it truly is an infiltration into our nation. You know, our borders are being infiltrated from outside. This is an infiltration into our system from the inside.
Where does all of this smut that's being pushed through school libraries, and they're calling it art, which is basically pornography, talking about adults having same-sex relationships, children having same-sex relationships. I don't think it's appropriate to talk about sex, whether it's hetero or homosexual, but it's being shoved down our children's throat. And where is the mathematical value in that? Where is the literary value in that? Where is the grammar value in all of that? Tell me none of this makes any sense if education is your goal, which means that GovEd, Alice, is no longer about educating kids, is it?
It's not. It is about, as Obama coined, a transformation in America. This is a transformation in education. And these standards, these college and career readiness standards, are behavioral. And I want to read a quote from you, because there's our assessment system here in the state of Texas and in every state across the country has now aligned with an organization. It's called the OECD. That's the Organization for Economic and Cooperation Development. It's a world policy organization. And the OECD runs an assessment system to support UNESCO's Sustainable Development Goals, that the Common Core College and Career Readiness Standards, which are now mandated by law in the United States. The OECD's assessment director, he worked with the Obama administration to reshape the U.S. K through 12 online assessment system. And these assessment systems run in the background of online digital learning. And these assessments are assessing behaviors, not academics, not grammar, not reading, writing, math, and history. And here's a quote from the OECD. The skills, attitudes, and values that shape human behavior should be rethought to counter the discriminatory behaviors picked up at school and in the family. All young people should be able to challenge cultural and gender stereotypes to reflect the causes and solutions of racial, religious, and hate violence, and to help create tolerant, integrated societies.
Wow.
Yes. And so when you, and right now, I talked about TASA's new vision for public education. The number one item in that document, and there's a doc, this is all, I've got it all documented. The number one item is online digital learning. Wow. And remember, an algorithm which runs these assessments and curriculum standards, an algorithm is an opinion written into code. So whoever's writing the algorithm controls the outcome.
Wow. Well, let me ask you how that all plays into this headline. Out of the People's Republic of California, a California pre-kindergarten teacher and a professor of early childhood development. This person calls himself a professor. Let me just describe to you what I'm looking at. Here's a gentleman who is clearly, he's about 300 pounds. He's incredible. I'm sorry. He's incredibly obese, bearded, doesn't look very well kept at all. And here is this so-called professor's theory. He's in charge of childhood development, or as a professor of childhood development, he espoused disturbing views that childhood innocence is a myth, arguing that babies have sexual preferences as early as 3 months old, and that not having a conversation about queerness with toddlers is very white, Christian, upper class, cisgendered, and heterocentric. Isn't that exactly what you're describing?
I am. And what you have to understand is when they put forth the Common Core College and Career Readiness Standards, they also put forth the Comprehensive Sex Education Standards. And they're designed to be transdisciplinary. Transdisciplinary means that they're embedded in English language arts. They're embedded in a word problem in math. So that's what I'm saying. When you shift the focus to SEL, social emotional learning, people like that gentleman, and I wouldn't even say he's a gentleman, that person has direct access to our children. And that's what we need to understand. And we need to hold those accountable. Right, the Texas Commissioner of Education, Mike Morath, I vehemently oppose that man. And Abbott appointed him, and he likely will get appointed again. And his only background in is a software entrepreneur.
Yeah, No, and you know what? I got to be honest with you, and praise God, and we're going to get into this because I want to hear your thoughts about parental school choice. Because my hope is that McGrath will be irrelevant, that he will be neutered. What I want to do is I want to put these bureaucrats to have a choice. You can be woke, you can be with this deviant teacher slash professor of early childhood development in California, or those weirdos out in Virginia, or the weirdos here in GovEd in Texas, or you can stand with the parents. Either way, you're not going to get money if you stand with the weirdos. So I want to get to that. But you've mentioned a couple of organizations. I want to mention another one, TASB, the Texas Association of School Boards. The Texas Association of School Boards has earned the ire of several Republican legislators in the Texas House, saying that all school districts in Texas ought to disassociate from TASB because TASB is pushing this woke behavioral learning rather than actual education, and they're full-throated supporters of this. What do you think about finally some courage from the Texas legislature pushing for a divorce from all the school districts from TASB?
I think that's wonderful. I wholeheartedly support that. But there's other organizations. So there's a system of control in the state of Texas that's been locked in place. You've got the TEA, Texas Education Agency, who all of these no-bid contracts go through,
uh-huh,
for all these social-emotional, all these, you know, different programs. That goes through the TEA. I would say let's call for a full audit of the no-bid contracts that Mike Morath is putting forth through the TEA. Then you have TASA, the Texas Association of School Administrators, who were in the early 2000s was given a $6 million grant from Bill Gates to train superintendents on how to bring in this new vision of public education and online digital learning. So TASA needs, I say school districts need to pull out of TASA as well.
Okay.
Then we have TASB, the Texas Association of School Board, who was also given grants by Bill Gates, and they have direct access to our tax dollars. And they are the ones who are training our school boards on how to deal with parents who are saying, no, you're not going to do this to my child.
Yeah, they're calling them terrorists. They're the ones who are calling our parents terrorists.
Exactly. So pull out of TASB. There's another one that is important that nobody's talking about, and those are the education service centers. We have them all across the state by region, and the education service centers are funded with our tax dollars, and that is who is doing the professional development of our teachers and our school officials to bring in social emotional learning. They have the no bid contracts coming through the TEA. So we need to understand those entities. It's not just one. It's all of them that are implementing this new vision of public education.
Yeah. Well, government education.
Government.
Yes, government education.
Exactly.
The worst mistake this nation ever made, I have said, and I will continue to say, is to allow the government to educate our children. Alice Linehan is our guest right now, folks, politically active mom, and she runs VoicesEmpower.com and is the vice president of Women on the Wall, longtime advocates for long-needed education reform. I had this conversation with Ken Paxton on the Newsmax show, and I want to run it by you because it has become glowingly apparent to me, and just after our conversation right now, you articulating all of these commissions and boards and government creations. They're all creations of big government who basically are saying, we'll give you whatever the hell you want, but we don't want to be bothered with knowing anything. And the only problem with that is that those people who are elected are accountable to us. These boards aren't accountable to us. So when they screw around with our children's minds, there is no accountability. And so what the legislature has admitted, what the governor's office has admitted, is not only are they not interested in policing these government agencies, which are schools, these government-run schools, they don't have the manpower to do it either. They don't have the inclination nor the ability to do it. And my contention has been the people who deserve the power and the authority are the parents. That's your built-in police force. So where am I going wrong?
When you hire your local CertaPro painters, you get the power of doing it right. Detailed project proposals, excellent customer service, and trusted professionals who get the job done on time and on budget. The power of experience. We're kings of the scaffolding and pros with the stucco. We've been there, done that. Get your project started at CertaPro.com and get the power of pro.
Each CertaPro painter's business is independently owned and operated.
I think you're exactly right. But here's the caveat. By saying that we need the state to legislature to write laws to implement school choice, I don't get the right to educate my children the way that I see fit from the state or federal government. That is an inalienable right that I have been given by God. That is my calling. To say that I need legislation to regulate my choices means that as a parent, I'm handing my rights over to the state. And so the state doesn't have the right to give me choice or give me freedom. I don't get my freedom from the state. I get my freedom from God. And so we need to be very careful when you look at the documents of the people who are pushing the Common Core and college and career readiness standards and who have been pushing them in the state of Texas. The next tactic in the bigger picture of control is school choice. And in their documentation, they say that the way to globalize education is through choice, because with choice comes rules and regulations. And Governor Abbott just several weeks ago in a panel discussion said that if the money follows the child, if there's education savings accounts, all of these so-called school choice pieces of legislation that are going through, that there has to be accountability for those tax dollars, of how those tax dollars are being used, how those tax dollars are being used by those homeschool parents, how those tax dollars are being used by that private school. So it's actually a carrot to control. So if we want true parental education freedom, we'll get the government out of it. Allow people to, and we already have school choice in the state of Texas, by the way. Parents can choose to homeschool. We have the best, I guess, homeschool environment in the state of Texas. Mm-hmm. Parents can homeschool. I encourage parents to homeschool. I homeschooled for several years. Not everyone is going to do that. So let's actually address the quality of education in the public schools. Because right now what you have is this whole debate on school choice, and everyone's buying the narrative of, you know, parents need freedom to choose their kids' education. Well, because of the federal and state laws that have already been passed, The system has already been locked in place. So a parent may have a choice in location. A parent can choose the local public school. They can choose a charter school. They can choose to homeschool right now. We can do that. By saying that we need more laws, we're actually we're opening the door for the government that messed up our whole education system, access to those private schools.
Right.
Access to homeschool.
Well, let me push back on this, because here's my point of view. The government, same difference these days.
Right.
The government, as you rightly point out, founded the GovEd system, and it is a failure. Just like every other government entity, it exists to perpetuate itself. It is a failure. We see it in the transportation department today. Mayor Pete Buttigieg is talking about too many construction guys that are white on the job site instead of paying attention to a train derailment inside of Ohio, a train derailment inside of Houston, natural disasters that are occurring at the EPA creates a sludge filled river. That's a government entity that's supposed to protect the environment that caused an ecological disaster out in Colorado. Okay. So what you have here is government that has grown beyond the consent of the governed because our legislators don't have the ability or the desire to police the agencies they create. And it applies. Government education is no different than the EPA, no different than the IRS. So the conservative says, well, get rid of them. Get rid of them. Mm-hmm. So what I'm saying is we pass a law, and that's what I'm going to ask you to because again, how do we pass a law that in the state of Texas saying this law overwrites everything else previously? All right, this is the news. This law overwrites, nothing else applies. This law is what is now the new standard because the old stuff we acknowledge completely sucks and completely fails. Okay, so how do we write a law that ensures to the greatest degree possible that the parents are able to make these determinations with the money set aside for their child, not for the system, but for their child?
Honestly, I don't, until we address the elephant in the room, which is the federal laws, that, and until the state stops taking federal money, I think it's a moot point. That they passed a bill called WIOA, the Workforce Innovation and Opportunity Act. This was back in like 2015 or 14. WIOA, what it did is it binds education under the Department of Labor, Department of Health and Human Services, Department of Defense, and Department of Education. We could get rid of the Department of Education tomorrow and it wouldn't matter because there's federal dollars coming back to the state for education.
So let me push back on that because, as you know, there are state funds, which the bulk of education funds are, and then there's federal funds, right? So I fully anticipate school districts like Harris County, Houston ISD, right? I fully anticipate that they will take federal money because they'll do all this woke BS and nonsense. They're going to take federal money. But the Catholic education center down the street, or the homeschooler, or the charter school says, well, we'll take Texas money, thank you kindly, but so we're not eligible for your federal government money. Oh, well, we still will be able to kick your collective rear ends academically because we're actually going to be focusing on academics in our schools. And you can keep your federal money. We don't want it. Can't we make that dividing line?
No, because the state standards, the Texas Essential Knowledge and Skills, and our assessments, they're called the Next Generation of Assessments and Accountability, have already been developed and aligned to the federal mandates and the College and Career Readiness Standards. So the Texas standards are already written and put into place. So you can get rid of the federal dollars, but the state dollars are tainted because of the Texas Essential Knowledge and Skills and our standard. That's the tactic that they use. They said that the College and Career Readiness Standards are state-led. They're developed by the state. Well, the state standards are, I'll give you a perfect example, math. We had Dr. Jim Milgram, who was a mathematician out of Stanford, and he was appointed to validate the Common Core National Standards. He refused to because he said they were so dangerous for our children.
Right.
We brought him in, and he analyzed the Texas Essential Knowledge and Skills math standards, and he said that they were actually worse than the Common Core.
Well,
and children who were in this type of math for more than 4 years likely would never recover.
So wait a minute. I understand what you're saying, but let me just bring us back to Alice Linehan is being asked by the Texas legislature to write a school choice, a parental school choice bill. And your job is to re-empower parents to be the sole decider of where that money by the state. We can't do anything about the feds because that money is a separate pool of money. The federal government sets its own standards for sending back money to the states. And we're not interested in that money. The GovEd institutions will go after that money, right? What we want to dedicate to Texas children is at least the Texas portion of the money set aside for children. How do you, are you saying you can't divorce the federal money from the state money? Is that what you're saying? We can't do it? Or are you saying that they just won't?
What I'm saying is that the what causes the federal money to be dangerous for our children, the state money is also just as dangerous for our children.
Okay. All right. And so if you're going to write a piece of legislation that empowers parents, and so what about this? What about a line simple as this? The state shall impose no restrictions on this money other than the institution has to be a qualified educational institution.
Who decides if it's qualified?
Okay, then let's go over that criteria. What could be acceptable? The academics, right? It has to be academics based. That means that the state money could be used for Catholic education, which, as you know, collectively kicks the rear end of GovEd all over the state, of charter schools, which academically, and as you already pointed out, the GovEd is paying attention to all this social emotional learning. They can't compete. As a matter of fact, under this law that you're being asked to write, the current GovEd schools would fail to qualify for money. Why? Because they suck at academics. They suck at reading, writing, arithmetic, and the sciences. So that would be the basis. You make it their performance in those arenas and nothing else but those arenas. And then
how are you going to test those arenas? That's one of the challenges. Currently, I don't think we could conceivably write a bill that would achieve that, because currently there are not any tests, national tests or state tests, that have been developed to measure whether little Johnny knows 2 + 2 = 4. The testing, that's the challenge, is the assessment systems, that the whole education system, it's $1 trillion global industry, by the way.
Right.
What
about we create our own?
I would love that.
How about that?
Say,
so wait a minute. So this law establishes a commission. Here are your guidelines. You cannot introduce left-wing or right-wing politics. You cannot introduce anything other than academic performances based on mathematics, English, grammar, and the sciences, and no zero input can be given to this woke BS nonsense. It is eliminated. It is forbidden. And if under penalty of law, under strict penalty of law, if you construct anything that is remotely in that realm, then you will be criminally liable. So we create our own Texas testing that is academics based only. And that is, and as long as your kids are performing well in that, your school performs well in that. I mean, I know the tax test has been so maligned over the years, but we improve on it. And it's Texas-based, and that's how you get Texas dollars. Could we do it then?
I do not think, I don't think that's possible in our lifetime. I think maybe the better path to go down is write a law that school, any school choice out there, has the, we are going to repeal and diminish the TEKS, the technology elements within the TEKS, mm-hmm. and that all testing has to be on pen and paper.
Okay.
And get, because the thing that is different about, and this is nothing new, outcome-based education has been around for many, many years. The left has been trying to put it in. Progressives, they've been trying to put it in. It was called outcome-based education. Now it's college and career readiness standards. It's nothing new. What's different today than before is the technology.
Yeah.
Because well, in the past, you had teachers who actually knew how to teach a subject that could teach it whether they had a computer or not. And so they would, I say, let's allow our public schools and anyone who has access to state dollars to use teaching methods that have already been piloted and proven successful.
See,
and we're not going to allow one penny to be used for curriculum management systems,
Alice,
technology.
See, and this is where a guy like me goes, see, we keep going back to the failed system, right? We keep going back to GovEd must do this. Now, look, I have said this. I want to do away with the system. And God bless those who are out there trying to reform and save the system, which is a failed system. I know it's a losing battle. You can't, once government gets that big, once government gets that accountability, there is no going back. There is no going back unless you get somebody who's in leadership who says, we're throwing out the whole system and we're starting from scratch. And if
I think you have to do at one, it's in the Texas Constitution, we must provide an education to all children,
yep.
a free and public education. Try to repeal that constitutional, you know, put forth a constitutional amendment. Until we do that, we have kids in the classroom today who are never going to get this year back.
I know.
While we're talking about all of this and trying to figure out what do we do to fix it, there are kids, my kids, in the classroom today who are being impacted.
I know.
So we have got to talk about, if we're going to talk about solutions, and, you know, blowing up the system's one thing. Having our kids be the collateral damage is the problem.
Right. And that's why, in my opinion, we've got to have the parent. See, leaving Austin in charge of our children, that's, in my mind, that's non-negotiable. They're not interested, nor are they capable. Leaving TASB and the other organizations that you mentioned in charge of our children, that's no longer an option. Leaving the federal government in charge of our children, that's no longer an option. We're out of time because we're graduating generations of children who vote for Joe Biden. Let's be plain that an educated population doesn't vote for Joe Biden. Nobody that's educated votes for a Democrat. So here's what we've got to do. And because now you're getting poll after poll that shows the majority of Texans, regardless of party, support parental school choice.
Who gives the choices?
The parents.
Who's control? How are the parents controlling the choices?
Well, they will have then the current incarnation is a education savings account, much the way health savings account works. And if you're, for example, if you're Travis County, what was this? Austin ISD said, oh, yes, we saw that Governor Greg Abbott issued an executive order banning the forcing of masking on children. We saw that. We're going to ignore it, and we're going to force masks on kids anyway. So the parent will go, oh, okay, you get to violate the law. I'm taking my child out of your lawless ISD, and I'm going to put them into a place where masks are not forced upon them against the governor's order. It's that simple. And then you and the,
I don't think it's that simple. When you have education savings accounts,
can't we make it that simple?
And I will tell you, in 2015,
can't we make it that simple?
There was a debate. No, how?
I'm asking.
How can I don't think there's any legislation. And for one, I don't trust the Texas legislature to write legislation that would do that. Wow. We know, you and I know, that a law goes in to committee, and it sounds really good, but it goes through the meat grinder in Austin. Well, amendments are put in.
Well, look, do me a favor, because I've talked to Representative Brian Harrison about this. He's on the education committee, and he's sharp as a tack. He is on it. He has children younger than yours and mine, and this is very much on. He's passionate about making sure that parents are the ones who make the decision on how to best educate their children. And if your school is partaking in wokeness and the social emotional learning, parents will go, well, okay, you go be you. We're going to go over and take our Texas money, and we're going to go over and we're going to go to another school that is teaching reading, writing, arithmetic, and the sciences. And then fairly.
The challenge is, yes. In the Texas legislature passed into law SEL and character traits.
I know.
They already passed it into law.
So they've got to write it. They got to write the new legislation and say that's no longer valid.
Let's do that.
Okay, let's do that.
That would be a first step.
Okay.
That would be the first step.
Do me a favor. Get your voicesempowered.com and your Women on the Wall engaged on that education committee. We've got some conservatives who are on our side, and one of their first recommendations is the way you ought to structure your law is that this law supplants all previous laws. It doesn't work in conjunction with, it supplants, because we're starting the new conversation, and maybe that's a way to start it. Look, Alice, can you believe it? We've already been talking almost 40 minutes. It just flies by. Alice Linehan, everybody, politically active mom, as you can hear, the organizations, voicesinpower.com, and vice president of womenonthewall.org. Visit those places and get involved. They need your help as well. I always appreciate your advice, your advocacy, and your well-researched, well-thought-out positions. And hopefully we can get something done.
Great. Thank you so much for having me on. I appreciate it.
And that puts a wrap on part one of our series, GovEd, Righting a Great Wrong with Parental School Choice, on the Salcedo Storm podcast. Plenty more offerings coming, and this is the one that you share, folks. This series is the one you get parents talking. It was wrong, in my opinion, for this power and authority ever to be usurped out of parents' hands by an out-of-control government, and we ought to claw it back while we still have the rights and the ability to do so. Do me a favor, folks. Visit TexasScorecard.com. They've got some series they're working on over there of their own. And I want you guys to check that out, because there's some good stuff as it pertains to diversity, inclusion, and equity, or DIE for short. That is what the left is imposing on this country, and they are doing some great work over at Texas Scorecard on that. Also, pay a visit to chrissalcedo.com, chrissalcedo.com. You can go there. You can figure out how to book me for a speech. You can drop me an email. You can drop me a voicemail. Track down the Chris Salcedo shows on AM 700 KSEV, The Voice of Texas. There's an app for that, so you can hear it all over the country. And also, every afternoon, Monday through Friday, 4 o'clock Eastern till 5 on Newsmax TV. Till we visit again, my friends, remember this. A society's worth isn't measured by how much power is stolen by government, but rather by how much power is reserved for you and me, we the people. See ya.